and they will.
They do.
They will say yay or nay, and they're not bashful.
No. I would contact them and get their approval. I mean,
just reaffirm.
Just reaffirm, because it has been a driveway, so I would think that they will affirm it. That's just me guessing. I don't know. They have the ability to say yes or no, and they will.
Because I guess in past years, long before I ever got here, those driveways were used for other businesses.
They are. Yes, sir.
Sometimes they was used late at night.
Yeah,
when the bar was open there.
Used to be a bar right there.
Yeah. A gathering place.
A gathering, yeah.
Right.
Watering hole of sorts.
But as far as we were concerned at this point, we knew that this one right here was going to be a problem right off the bat. So we just went ahead and just blocked out on ourselves. Right. But right now, we were wanting to use this part right here.
Well, I think it's my opinion, and I don't know very much, but I've dealt with the highway department a little bit, and I think you can use that entrance. What you do after you get off the right-of-way, they will not concern themselves with too much unless it becomes a major traffic thoroughfare to overload, say, what we used to call a field entrance instead of a commercial entrance.
Right.
So, but I would contact the highway department.
Yeah, basically what we're doing right now, we've got it under works.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put a helipad right in here. And when we do that, we're going to cut into this property off of this road for this helipad.
Okay.
And when we do that, then we'll be able to have more of an access back to here.
Well, that's when you want to be talking to Randy then.
Right.
No, that's the city.
That's the city.
That's the city side. Right.
Yeah, Randy's is down here off of Remus, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to do something with the Remus. That is, yeah.
It's dangerous. So,
yeah, I think I'm going to talk to him more about maybe a caution light, or something to slow people down.
Well, I'll tell you, turning left with oncoming traffic there, it's bad. And if your horse trailers pull in there, it's a concern.
Yeah, well, when they have their arena being occupied, we shut this off.
Good.
Because we do not want them turning into here. No. So that's why we set them up right there so they can come in off of this one here.
Right.
There is a road right here that they can come in too.
Yeah, there is a road.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one we'd rather you use, obviously, but if MoDOT allows you to use that one, then we're waiting.
We'll talk to them. Should have that by the next session.
Thank you.
All right. Come up Monday, October the 16th.
On the calendar.
Moving on. Timberlake Nightly Rentals,
1736. 1736, Byron Joplin. Now we are down T Highway and Timberlake Road, which is our first right. Cross Creek areas here. There's Tanny Como, City of Branson, Hollister. We're moving out. See where we're highlighted the property here. Zoom in on it. This is T Highway right here. Applicant is requesting a special use permit for the ability to use two new 808 square foot each two-bedroom cabins connected together for nightly rental. And that's my concept part of the
hearing. Right.
The Planning Commission wants to move on.
The applicant, come forward, please.
All right. Public hearing-wise, again, that's our property, but we got pictometry views here. This is his concept, drawing driveway. I meant to get out and get some pictures because he's started working on it, clearing. But the cabin area would be here.
Cabin's the two blue areas.
Oh, the two blue areas. Yeah, and this is the wastewater, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then parking. He's got some parking here, and then he and I talked about like boat parking for, so he's built a boat parking deal up front. Property at 250 Timber Lake Road is bordered on the west by a 36-acre farm with a residence, to the north by a vacant property, to the south by Timber Lake Road, and on the southern section of the east by his own property, and on the north section of the east by a residence, which is this little area that I've highlighted in red. You have a residential lot right there. He currently owns this property, and here's our farm with an outbuilding, and then there's the farmhouse. Thus, the northern section of the east property requires a buffer. The applicant has proposed using the native, vegetative, and open space on the property as the buffer. And I'll let him explain that more in depth here in a second. Per the assessor's information, the property is 3 acres in size. The applicant's planning to build two 808-square-foot two-bedroom homes with an attached covered walkway, thus making them one unit, one footprint, but covered walkway between the homes. The property will be served by a well and an on-site wastewater system, which he's working through the county on. Our nightly rental definitions, the maximum occupancy per our definition would be 2 per bedroom, so each one would have an maximum occupancy of 6 people. And then along with that, with the 12 total occupants, we'd have a total parking space of 6 needed. Project received a score of 7 on the policy checklist. The applicant has indicated he plans to provide a number of parking locations along with an area for boat and trailer parking. The parking area will total an area 54 feet wide and 18 feet deep, and these were just all of them totaled together, and an area 18 feet wide and 36 foot deep for boats. The proposed nightly rentals are joining the applicant's current residential property, and the property to the west and north is 36-acre parcel with a residence. The property to the east is the owner and another single-family lot. And our nightly rental Division 3 permit will be our special use permit. Recommendations. The only change will be the addition. And actually, he's already got a Division 1. He has a current Division 1 permit. He's in the process of starting building these, so he won't be required to get the Division 2 since it'll basically be currently being built. And that's what I have for the public hearing.
All right. Any questions?
Since it's a new building, are you planning on putting a sprinkler system?
Yeah, I am. I already went to Taney County and got the permit for that. Good.
Brady actually brought me the permit application tonight.
All right.
So, his permit.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. It's a copy here.
I understand what you're doing. I have no questions. Other questions?
Any other questions? The only one signed up is the applicant. Do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions. I don't know if you guys did or not. So that's the reason I
think it's very self.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Monday.
Next Monday.
16th. All right. 1704A, the Stony Point buffering requirement.
It's our 226 Stony Point buffering requirement. Rhea Powers is representing Gary Billingsley of 226 Stony Point Drive. This was from the Board of Adjustment decision on case 21704A. With the approval of the appeal to reverse the denial of the special use permit, the Board of Adjustment added Condition 7, which is buffering will be required on the common property line in the decision of record that buffering be required per Section 4.715 of the special use section. And below is 4.715. I've got some photos of the property. This was the corner lot. To our left, which is the back section here, I'm standing kind of between the homes, or in the backyard looking back towards the south. This is looking between the two homes. This is towards the street view looking back. And this is the opposite direction of the first photo. And just a closer photo of the back. And then I'm standing on the road, which is the corner part of the lot, and you can see just the corner of the hot tub there. And I just kind of got up on the road above it to give you an overhead view of the backyard. And I just put in there, in case there's any questions about the revegetation plan, this is our Section 6 in Appendix H, if anybody had any questions. And if the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Board of Adjustment, Condition 7 of Case 1704A, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. It will be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2 is a buffer will be added to the property, and I don't have anything on there because this is what we're trying to decide tonight. That will be added as the condition if approved. 3, this decision is subject to all existing easements, and it will be 4, this decision of record shall be filed at Taney County Recorder's Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
All right. We have Karen Murphy signed up to speak on this twice.
Yeah, I got the same pictures. What is the plan? What is the buffer plan?
Well, I think she's going to tell us.
That's what she's going to present.
Well, then I need to wait and have her do her plan so that we know what the plan
that
is.
Sounds like a plan. Yep. We got lots of plans going. If you want to listen to her buffer plan.
Yeah, I'd love to hear
the
it.
Applicant. Yep.
Sure.
Just walk.
Okay. Maria, you're up.
Okay. So the code says that we have to have buffer between private property. So it's only the one space right there between the two okay. backyards. The neighbor put up trees between our house and his. And on the other side of his house, he also has trees or something on that there. So he has his whole yard kind of shut off. Obviously, they'll grow. So my first option is just to leave it like that and let his trees grow. He's already put in a buffer for us. If we need to put in a buffer, if you want something else, these alongside here are forsythia bushes, and on the back side of the hot tub are privet bushes. And those, the landscapers tell me those two will work well there. Evergreens won't, but those two will work well there. We would put in 6 either forsythia or privet bushes just right in front of the neighbor's trees.
Well, this is my opinion, Marie, but I do think it needs to be something a little more solid than what you have there. I mean, that's as far as privacy buffer. I mean, would you agree that's really not?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'll grow, obviously, but still, yeah, but you can see the bushes here are forsythias.
Right, now
and
those,
they're
those
totally,
yeah,
right,
those
yeah.
Cover.
And they grow fast.
And the other issue I have is you're saying this is the only one. I believe we discussed the fact that your hot tub can be seen from the road.
As he showed you, it's just a corner, and I'd be happy to put in a couple of extra forsythias
like
there.
I'd like to see you do that myself. I don't know about the other commissioner. Just
I think it should be between
the corner of the house
and
that rock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's this rock here, this like, you can't totally
right.
see it, but
well,
you know,
see
this rock here,
right there,
we would
right.
probably upend it.
Oh, stand it up.
Uh-huh, and then put in 2 bushes there.
That's fine. Maybe just something there that will just kind of block the hot tub from the road so the neighbors don't, you know, have a
if
reason.
If you need an entry to the backyard, you can come in with a buffer and then and stagger it where you can't see through, but yet still where you can gain access if you need to gain access from the outside, from this side of the house.
Well, they do have to, I would say they do have to gain access because the HOA handles the maintenance, you know. But yeah, I mean, 2 forsythia bushes would just cover that one corner, which
well,
is all
like
you can
Dave
see.
Said, you can stagger them. Where they
yeah,
oh,
can,
oh, oh, I
see
what
see
you're
what
saying.
Saying.
Okay.
They don't
okay.
have a place where you
line.
Can go through, but you can't see
sure.
through.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You stagger them, and the lawnmower can drive around.
Right.
You're working with a landscaper.
Uh huh. Yeah.
If you have a landscape drawing to stop.
You know,
so what you're going to do, that way we've got something on record as to what you say you're going to do, and then
it
do it.
It took me 5 weeks and several times landscapers just not showing up. And I finally got Opie to come by and say, six bushes here.